T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talking about Baker Mayfield and the Browns' options, or frankly, lack thereof, in terms of what to do with Baker. Jeff made it sound like if they, I mean, listen, they're paying him $18 million. If you got to take on 16 or 17, for what are you going to get? A fifth or a sixth? I'd go to Baker and say, listen, give us four and you can go wherever you want. Give me $4 million. Give me $3 or $4 million back and go wherever you want. Otherwise, we're going to send you to this other place where maybe he doesn't want to go.
Or maybe they send him nowhere and he doesn't get a chance to play this year.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I just think we're going to get to the point where they're going to have to release him. That's become a real conversation here.
So if you're Baker, how do you play this?
In terms of?
Well, I mean, you could go to the Browns and, like you said, you could say, listen, I'll eat $4 million.
I'd give him three. I'd give him back $3 million to go where I want to go. Now, this is not my money, but you're still getting 15.
And you're guaranteed to be on a team and have a chance to compete for the job.
You can pick your next spot. You can pick where you want to go.
Otherwise,
you're at their mercy.
If the Browns hold on to him and he stays in Cleveland for God knows how long, maybe it's the whole year, I don't know, then you're signing a deal next year with somebody for $3 to $5 million.
You're getting a Trubisky, not even a Trubisky deal. You're signing what Mitch signed last year with Buffalo. That's the deal you're looking
at. $3 million a year, right?
Probably.
3 to 5.
Probably.
Or maybe a one-year deal.
A one-year make good deal.
And you're probably backing up a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess every team needs a quarterback. Not every team, but there's lots of teams every year that need quarterbacks. So maybe he'd end up somewhere where he could get a chance to start. But
it's hard because, listen, a year ago at this time, the conversation was, should the Browns give Baker Mayfield $300 million? Now, the conversation is, should Baker give back $3 million just to get out of his contract? Like,
right.
He's lost a lot of money over the course of the last year. Now, in fairness, you can't lose what you never had, and the Browns never made him a big offer.
Right.
But that's where this was trending, was that was a conversation that was being had, was, is he worth this much? How much? Should you give him Josh Allen money? And we've gone from that to the complete opposite now. So it's I can understand why it would be hard for him to want to give back anything, because he doesn't know where his next payday is coming from at this point. But this is a guy who's bet on himself his entire life. And if it's me, it's worth giving back 3 out of 18 to be able to pick my next spot, to have control over my next landing spot. Because right now the Browns have all the cards. And they're going to decide where he goes and when he goes there. And it's not necessarily going to be the most favorable situation for Baker, or it could be someplace he didn't want to be.
Right.
And now you've just lost another year.
I was having a conversation with our good buddy Anthony Lyme this morning. Actually, this afternoon, I was driving in. And I asked Anthony, I said, okay, so you got this Watson thing coming out tonight, HBO. The league's doing this investigation. You know, what if this thing gets really bad for Deshaun from a perception standpoint, and the league just wants to throw the hammer down, and they come out and they say, you know, no, it's going to be a full year suspension for Deshaun Watson for the 2022 season. And I said to him, I'm like, if that happens, like tomorrow, it's all hypothetical.
Right.
So play along.
Right.
Tomorrow. Deshaun Watson gets suspended an entire year. Hypothetical. If I'm the Browns, and I've said, this is kind of crazy coming from me, because I've always said there's no chance Baker ever plays for the Browns again. But if you're Baker and the Browns, I think it kind of works for both parties if Deshaun's gone for the year to bring Baker back and say, make up. It's basically a one-year deal. He's under contract. He's better than Brissett. It gives you a better chance. And not to mention from Baker's standpoint, you're guaranteed a starting job. Yeah. For a year when you're on it's a free agent deal. You're basically Jimmy Garoppolo.
You got 1 year to make good and show the league what you can do.
Better than Garoppolo, because Garoppolo's probably not going to play this year for San Francisco.
I will say to start, I know you're saying it's a hypothetical. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think Baker's ever going to play for the Browns again.
No. I don't think it's going to be a 17-game suspension.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying for argument's sake with this topic,
yeah.
If Deshaun gets suspended for 17 games and Baker's still on the roster, I would probably go to him and his agent and say, listen, this is uncomfortable. This sucks. And the Browns played this probably the wrong way to some degree. But you could entice him. Hey, listen, you get a full year to start. And then you get to be a free agent. And make money next year. As opposed, you talk about the Trubisky deal, right? Like $3 million a year. If Baker comes out and plays, you know, somewhat decent for the Browns this year, if Deshaun, again, hypothetical, if he's suspended for the entire year, then Baker leaves after the season. You get your money's worth out of the guy. And who knows? I mean, maybe you go to the playoffs again. He's done it once.
Okay, let's carry this all the way out.
It's just an exercise.
No, I know. Let's play it out.
A fun exercise.
Let's play it out. So Deshaun's suspended for the year. Baker comes back. Browns go to the playoffs. Now what? Now you've got fans really screaming.
I don't care about the fans.
All the Master Bakers come back.
Master Bakers?
Hard K. Come back screaming about, I told you. All you need to do is be healthy. Didn't need to make this trade. And you know, I don't know that Baker's got a ton of support in the locker room, but he's got some.
Jimmy Garoppolo is one interception drop away from going to the Super Bowl, and they're replacing him.
Jimmy Garoppolo is an adult.
Okay.
You mean in terms of...
No, I'm saying, like, if you're a San Francisco fan, you're replacing the guy that took you to a Super Bowl once.
I thought
once.
You were saying the way that he
Oh, no, no. And this is not. This has nothing to do with the personality. I'm just saying from a standpoint of, you know, you say if Baker plays, if Deshaun's suspended for a year and they do well, then you're going to have a divided fan base. And
which they don't even care about. You can't care about that.
I'm the Browns. I don't care about that. I've got my franchise quarterback. I'm just trying to salvage this year, which is a pretty favorable schedule.
Yeah.
My Turn iPad. Your phone off.
My iPad's going
you
crazy.
Jackass.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were a radio professional.
You are a fool if you thought that.
That's a loose term.
I don't see it. And it's hard for me to go there because I don't think it's a 17-game suspension. So I don't think it. I just don't think that it's relevant. But even playing this out all the way through, I just think that there's too much toxicity on each side. And when has Baker ever shown the maturity to be able to swallow enough ego and pride to come back
again,
and do this?
This is why it's an exercise and a hypothetical. I don't necessarily think that it will happen or likely to happen. I'm just saying if it did go down that road, Baker should take a look in the mirror and say, okay, I am in the business of Baker Mayfield Incorporated. What's the best decision for me in my future?
And that's sort of the point Albert's been making, I know, and he's been on with you guys,
yeah.
Of if I'm Baker, I show up to everything. I go to everything.
Put the pressure on them. He's got too much pride to do any of this.
There is no way they want him in the building. There's no way.
No, they don't. But like from Baker's standpoint, like, look, I'm an ego. I have an ego. You have an ego. We all have egos, especially in this business.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say that everyone's got a certain level of ego, maybe some more than others.
My wife told me I had a big ego a couple weeks ago, and it just infuriated me. I was so mad.
I mean, whatever. Anyway.
I don't want to derail your point. Go ahead.
Where was I going with this?
We got two ADD guys here. What do you expect?
Where was I going with this? Okay.
Egos.
Yes. Back to the ego. Baker Mayfield's got an ego. He's got pride.
Yep.
It's what makes him good to some degree. But I'm telling you, in this case, sometimes you got to put aside your ego and pride for the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
And for what's best for you. I think if Baker Mayfield wants to get the most out of his NFL career and make money, the most amount of money, he needs to play this year. What's the fastest way to get, if I'm Baker, I'm thinking to myself, what is the fastest way to get me on the field? Is it going to be in Cleveland? Probably not, right? So how do I get out of Cleveland? How do you get out of Cleveland? You come make it uncomfortable for the Browns.
That I agree with. I do agree
make
with
them, make them call your bluff out.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I'm just sitting here playing it out in my head. If Deshaun's suspended for a year, that's 2 years out of football. And then what? I mean, well, then what? If you're out 2 years, then what? What kind of quarterback are you when you come back? I mean, Michael Vick.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
He's the
poster child. It's certainly possible to do it.
Have they? I mean, they've already sort of they've pivoted the offense away from the Baker offense. Just look at the tight ends. Like they let Austin Hooper go and they didn't replace him. It's something minor, but at the same time, like as much as they tried to use, you know, three tight end set and 13 personnel, I think we've already seen that they were wanting to move away from that. We're going to move away from that this year. It just feels like they are building this thing with the signing of Jacoby Brissett. They are building this, and I agree with you, Baker's better than Jacoby. But they are building this in a certain model for this offense that Baker no longer fits. And if I'm Baker and Deshaun's out the whole year, don't we know enough of him to say, ha, good, screw them. No, I'm not coming back and playing. No. Here's $3 million, let me go. I'll give you $3 million back. Let me go where I want to go, and I'm going to go win the job at Carolina and ram it up your rear end in week one.
I think he wants to do that.
I think even if Deshaun was out for the year, I think he would say, no, I'm not coming back. No, I want out. I'm not coming. And at that point, then the Browns could find him under your scenario. Then they could start finding him. But I just don't see that going this route. I don't think the suspension is going to be a year. But it is a fascinating conversation to have if it does go that way. If Baker is – or if Deshaun is suspended for the entire season, should the Browns try and work it out with Baker?
I say yeah. Only if it's the full season. If it's half a season, if it's six games, you can just try to get through it with Brissett. But if Brissett has to play the entire year, the season's over.
Here's another thing. If it's a year, the Browns look horrible in this.
They played their hand a little bit too heavy here.
They look horrible. I don't know if that falls on Jimmy and D. I don't know if it falls on Andrew. But it's a terrible look if they pursued him as feverishly as they did and did so under the pretense that any sort of suspension was going to be, they were cautiously optimistic that it wasn't going to be terrible. And then to have that come down, there would be a lot of really bad, embarrassing conversations going on in Berea if it went that way. I don't think it will. But until the ruling is made, we just don't know. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Dan, good things, guys, on your show, man. I'd like to say, man, good luck to Baker. I think that he killed his own self when him and OBJ didn't connect, because leadership means adjustments, man. And he needs to stay creative. And most of all, I love his encouragement, his willingness. But, man, he didn't put his heart in it either, man. He let the media control itself. You don't let yourself do that. And most of all, hope Deshaun, man, makes a negative positive come at, and, you know, I'd donate some money to Cleveland schools, man, if I was him, and get back in the positive atmosphere, because stay away from gold diggers. Also, too, that people that see your celebrity, this is a statement for all athletes. Stay away from people, man, that hurt you, man, and most of all, just play football. And the Browns got a new season coming in. Let's get positive, man, and still the same challenge and win. Let's go, Brown. Thanks.
All right, Larry. Thanks for the call.
There it is.
I do think that there is a PR cleansing that needs to take place with Deshaun in Cleveland. I just don't know that now's the time. I think it's still in the – they're still under fire. They're still taking fire right now. But I do think that there will be a plan in place to try and move on from this stuff if and when there is resolution and clarity to the whole thing and sort of recast his image a little bit. We saw it with Ben. We saw it with Roethlisberger and all the jokes and the punchlines and everything else. And then Ken can't keep his mouth shut. I was going to say Ben kept his mouth shut and went away and got out of the public spotlight and got married and settled down. And you never heard from him again. And that would be pretty sage advice.
And then all of a sudden, you know, whatever, 12 years later, he retires, walks around the stadium like he's a god.
Victory lap off the field, standing ovation. Yeah, as he leaves.
People crying.
Yep. Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yep.
As he leaves the field. So it can be done. I mean, Kobe came back from Colorado. Ben came back from his allegations. Deshaun comes in and wins. No one will be talking about this in a couple of years.
No doubt.
You can hate that. You can disagree with that. You can not like it. We've seen it too many times before. There is a path to get out of all this stuff. But it starts with cleaning this up and getting rid of it, whether that means settling it or going through and trying every one of them. We said earlier, Rusty Hardin will join us at 6 o'clock, Deshaun's defense attorney. Did a podcast yesterday, Between the Lines podcast, with Gabe Feldman, and brought up how intensive and scrutinizing the interviewing process has been with the NFL already. He sat through 3 full days of interviews. They've covered, I believe, 11 of the 22 cases, and they want to. There sounds like they're going to meet again to go through the other 11. It does sound like we're going to get some clarity to this by the start of training camp. That's what I was told, that any sort of discipline should be handed out before the start of training camp. The Browns should know what they're dealing with. I know we've sat here and just waited and waited and waited. There's been talk. Could there be 2 suspensions? Could they wait until after the outcome of the civil cases? I think that, you know, the NFL has certainly all the information that they need now, and they'll go back to Deshaun one more time and see at that point what to do in terms of discipline. But if it is 17, that's what we're talking about. If it's 17 games, I still don't see a path for Baker to come back here. I just think it's over. And I agree with you. Baker is better than Jacoby Brissett. Baker's a better quarterback.
He is.
Gives you a better chance to win in a vacuum. But we do not live in a vacuum. We do not play in a bubble. And I just think there's too much animosity on both sides. There's too much toxicity on each side. I don't know how.
If Deshaun is suspended for the year, I can't remember this rule. Does he have to be away from the facility for the whole season? Because we went down this road with Gordon.
Gordon. Yeah.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No,
I just can't remember if.
But I don't know if it's changed under the new CBA.
Because that would certainly make things a lot.
Because wasn't that the whole point? I remember he was like working at a part-time job or something. The whole point was
like selling cars, right?
Yeah. The whole thing with Josh was like, hey, listen, this is a guy who needs help, and you're keeping him away from us. Like, you're keeping him. We could help him. And I was covering the NBA back then, but if I remember it correctly, one of the sticking points was that he could not be in the facility and they could not help him. And I don't know if that has changed under any of the new CBAs, like this new process that they've got now. Sue Robinson's the new mediator who both the NFL and the Player Association agreed upon, a truly independent mediator, arbitrator, who's going to hear the case, the Deshaun and the NFL case. So things have changed from back in the Josh Gordon days, so I don't know if that still holds or not.
I only bring that up because I think that if again, hypothetical, if he's suspended for the year and Baker would decide to come back and play for the Browns for a season, it would be a lot easier to play, have him in the building if Deshaun's not around, right?
Yeah, and maybe at that point, I mean, if we're going to play this all the way out, maybe at that point you tell Deshaun, go home. Listen, we're going to pay you. It'd just be too weird.
Disappear for a year.
Yeah.
Stay in shape. Man, and then at that point, Deshaun hasn't played for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. Oof. How long was Vic in prison? I don't remember.
Over a year.
So how long was he out of the NFL?
Well,
was it 2 years?
It's one Wikipedia search away.
So there's precedent. I mean, you guys have missed considerable time, but Michael Vick is also a freak of nature.
Vick, he played with the Falcons 01 to 08 and then came back with the Eagles in 09. So I'm not sure exactly. It was about a year.
Okay. Looks like he was out 07, 08, according to a Football Reference. Missed 2 years.
Yeah, you're right.
Personal conduct policy.
In August of 07.
Yeah, he missed 2 years and came back with Philly in 09. So under this scenario, it would be sort of the same thing. A different style quarterback, obviously. Somewhat similar, but, you know, Deshaun Watson's a far superior passer, in my mind, than what Vic was. But losing 2 years is not, it's not small.
No, it's a long time.
If it went that way.
Now, listen, Vic's a little bit different case because he's incarcerated.
Right.
Which means you can't, you know, you're not working out with wide receivers.
Right, right.
I'm sure he's throwing to some of his inmates, but he wasn't, you know, in that act. What, do you get like a couple hours a day to work out outside?
Yeah.
It's not like you have, you know, a nutritionist and a chef.
Right. I still think it's six, knocked down to four. That's just kind of what I've thought all along. I think it's a 6-game suspension and possibly 5 or 4 upon appeal. And again, one of the things I want to talk to Rusty about, he joins us at six, is he said something really interesting on the podcast yesterday that in his mind, only 2 of the 22 cases really fall under the personal conduct policy. So people are saying they're going to drop the hammer on them. They're going to, you know, this is going to be, it should be really messy. Just look at the sheer number of 22. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're coming from, but I'd like to hear Rusty's explanation of why does he feel only 2 of the 22 fall under the personal conduct policy?
Well, and by the way, it doesn't matter if it's one. One could warrant a suspension.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yes, it could. But I'm just saying.
Is he diminishing the idea of a suspension? Because he's like, it's only 2.
Yeah, well, I think he's trying to make the point of 2 out of 22. Okay, two is two.
Still, only 10% of the women that have alleged to have an actual case here.
2 is 2 too many. But if you're comparing 2 to 22, yeah, 2 sounds better than 22. Fair?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's still pretty egregious.
And listen, I've had plenty of massages in my life. None of them ended up that way.
I hear you, brother.
So, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, it's complicated, man. This is messy. I don't think I've told everyone who has asked my opinion on this, and I don't know that I've said this on the air, but everyone who's asked my opinion on this whole thing, I've said the whole time, listen, I don't think Deshaun's blameless in all this at all. I don't think he's this monster that he's been purported to be by some people. It's in the middle. I think it's messy. I think it's ugly. I think he tried to do some things where he didn't realize he was Deshaun Watson, this NFL star.
You think if he was just average Joe who goes into a massage therapist and does what is alleged, this just goes away?
I don't know. I don't know if it goes away, but it's not national headlines.
Well, of course, and it's not national headlines. But I mean, I wonder if the women...
I don't think Tony Busby's working this hard to go find other women to back up the claim. You know, I think his prominence and his name certainly played a role in this. Yes. Yeah, I think that's fair. And again, I don't think he's blameless. At all. But I don't think that he is a monster. And in terms of, and I hate putting things on a morality scale of, you know, this, the whatabouts and look at this and look at this. But, I mean, Trevor Bauer is fighting like hell to clear his name. But some of the things that, go read that case. The things that.
Pretty violent.
Pretty violent. Some of the stuff that's alleged there, and he says it was all consensual, just like Deshaun, and he was not charged criminally either, just like Deshaun. But that's pretty gruesome. And I just don't think, I think that this, whatever Deshaun was involved in, I don't think rises to the level of that type of stuff. I just don't think that, I think that he's been portrayed as sort of a monster. And I know it's probably not going to be popular with people, and I haven't looked at my Twitter mentions yet, but I'm sure people will be irate that I'm even saying that. But just from what I know, and I would like to see more proof. This brings out, I mean, this triggers a lot of emotions in a lot of people, and I get it. And I don't want to minimize that. And I don't want to diminish that.
Right.
Sexual assault is a real thing.
No doubt.
Every day. And I'm not trying to diminish or dismiss that at all. But I just don't know. I just don't think that, I can't say any better than what I said. I just don't think that he rises to the monster that some people try to paint him out to be.
I have no clue what he is or who he is.
Everyone who knew him in Houston raves about him and says, just wait till you get to know him. Like, just wait till you get to know him. You're going to love him. And I know it's hard to hear that and kind of makes you go, what? Like, really? because everything that you know about him at this point is just all negative.
Well, I mean, I heard lots of positive things about him when he was in Houston prior to the pandemic.
I mean, Cleveland people.
Okay, yeah,
In Cleveland, the only thing that we've heard is this. But before this, I mean, his reputation was spotless. It sounds funny to say that now, or not funny, but it sounds a little weird to say that now. But his, he had a great image in his work in charities and everything else and all that. Like, active in the community. Sterling reputation. People who knew him in Houston say, just wait till you get to know him. Just wait. Just give him a chance and get to know him. You're going to love him.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.